Be'ezus Hashem, Minchas Chinuch, the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, Shir Beis. The sugya of Eidus of Kiddush HaChodesh. In the previous shir, we discussed the gedorim of the Chodesh itself, Molei, Choser. The shir today is Negeya, the gedorim of Eidus of Kiddush HaChodesh. The Eidus of Kiddush HaChodesh is an Eidus just like this Eidus on Dinei Mominis and Dinei Nefashis. There's an Eidus of Kiddush HaChodesh. The Rambam says in Hilchis Kiddush HaChodesh, Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph, Ein kosher le'Eidus HaChodesh, Ela shnei anoshim ksheirim haru'uyim lahoyed b'chol dover v'dover. Aval noshim v'avodim, harehin kashar, psulei Eidus v'ein me'idin. You need ksheirim le'Eidus. Av u'benoi sh'ro'u es HaChodesh, Yelchu le'bezdin lahoyed. Loi mipnei she'edus hachoydesh k'sheira b'kroivim, be'emes kroivim apostle, elishim yimse echad me'em apostle, they'll find he'll be mitzarf with somebody else. But upon him, it's the regular gedorim of edus. The same way by all other edus, that there's a concept of kasher zomam, that edim zoimimin, that other edim can come and say you were with us somewhere else, and they're mazim the first kat. So technically, the edus of kiddush hachoydesh is also possible to be mazim. The Eidim describe where they were when they saw the Yireach and what time it was, and Eidim can come and say, Vos haste, you were with us somewhere else at that time. The Rambam says in Perek Beis, Halacha Beis, that Midoiraisa, Eidus HaChodesh, even if you mazim the Eidim, it remains the Eidus HaChodesh. Lamashal, if the Eidim said that it's supposed to be a Chodesh Choser, and they were Makadesh the Chodesh, and they made the Yom Lamed, they made it Aleph of the next Chodesh, even if you mazim them afterwards, the Hazoma is not Chal. It blibes Atem Afilu Shoigigin, Atem Afilu Toim. It's Yadua that there's a steer in the Rambam. The Rambam later on in Paragimel Alocha Yates says that when the Mazimim come, you warn them not to do it and not to be mazim, but if they finally are mazim, then they're mazim the Edim. And Avada, the simple teretz is, the Minchas Chinuch speaks out, is that it depends if they were already Makadish the Chodesh. Once they were Makadish the Chodesh, then it's already Chal, and that's it. And it's Nitfas, and it's considered Aleph LaChodesh, and even if Mazimim come afterwards, it's already Chal, Atem Afilu Toim. The Menchas Chinuch, Sifkotin Yudbeis, he brings the Shaila of Noigea Be'edus. We know that, we said already for Edus HaChodesh, Kroivim Apostle, and Psulei Edus Apostle. But what if someone is negeya be'edus? We know, but there cloud is a din of negeya be'edus, and there's even a shaila. What's the psul of negeya be'edus? Either negeya be'edus is possible because of a chshash meshaker, according to the sma, and the levush learns it's considered as if you're a koroiv if someone is negeya be'edus. Klar is the Menchas Chinuch. What about negeya be'edus lagabi kiddush hachodesh? What does it mean? It's negeya be'edus. So he says like this. First of all, right, you have, it's a shaila here, it's Tuesday, and we're not sure if Tuesday is going to be Lamed Adar, or it's going to be Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It's an afkamina for Mominus, if someone rented an apartment, and he has to leave the apartment by Aleph Nisan, he has an Negias. The owner, Hastis, has an Negias, that it should already be Aleph Nisan, he can send the tenant out. It's Negeya by Schirus. He also has a Geshmak case, like Abi Eved Ivri. An Eved Ivri that's supposed to work for 6 years, and let's say the day that he's supposed to go free is Aleph Nisan. So now it's Tuesday now, and we're not sure, is it Lamed Adar or it's Aleph Nisan? Comes in the Eved Ivri, and he wants to be made that it's Aleph Nisan. Grois Aglik, he has a Negias, he wants to become Ois Eved. It's Nafkamina. If in the morning earlier he had worked for the Adon, if the Adon maybe has to reimburse him, if it's Nisbar now that it was already Aleph Nisan, he was already a Ben Choyrin, the 6 years were up, so then the Adon will have to reimburse him. But it's not just for those few hours. He says a fest in Nafkamina. We know that an Eved Ivri on the last day that he's an Eved Ivri can get up and say that he wants to be a Nirtza. Im Omar Yoimer Eved Ahavti Es Adoini. And then he's going to be stuck being an Eved Ivri for another 40 years, Kenzayin Tul Yoivel. What if this Eved Ivri got up on the morning of this Tuesday, which is a Suffolk Lamed Adar, Suffolk Aleph Nisan, and he announced Ahavti Es Adoini? Now maybe he wants to change his mind. He has a tremendous negius that he wants to, that day to be Aleph Nisan. If it's Aleph Nisan, he's going to go out free. If it's Lamed Adar, he's stuck as an Eved Ivri now for another 40 years as a Nirtza. Ein lecha negius gadol mizeh to go be made to say that it's Aleph Nisan. So he's mesupik if there's a din that negeya bedavar is possible. If negei bedover is chashash meshaker, so then lechera vayter over here also it is chashash meshaker. But if negei bedover is the pshat as if you're a korov, over here who are you a korov to? You're a korov to the yireach. It's not exactly clear. But that's an inyan of whether by edus of kiddush achoidish if a negei bedover is possible. I saw there are achroinim they want to tell su that who adin by ibr shana. The Gemara in Sanhedrin brings down an idea in Sanhedrin Daf Yud Ches that by Ibr Shana, a Negei Bedover is not allowed to be involved in the Ibr Shana. A Kohen Gadol is not allowed to be involved in the decision. This is not a Shal of Eidus, really, but so it's not really a Shal of Negei Bedover, but the idea that a Kohen Gadol has a Negeis. He wants, the Kohen Gadol has a Negeis that he wants that Yom Kippur should come out as early as possible. He has an Negeis that he doesn't want there to be an Ibr Shana, because he doesn't want it to be Yom Kippur cold in the winter. And the Gemara also says that a Melech has an Negeis that he doesn't want to be about whether it should be an Ibr Shana. So I saw an interesting Shaila, a pilpul. It says that Moshe and Aaron were the ones that were given the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibr Shana. HaChodesh is Alechem, Vayidaber Hashem, El Moshe Vel Aaron. Apella. Moshe is a Melech. Aaron is the Kohen Gadol. They're the ones that are not allowed to be machlet about Ibr Shonim. So there's a chap. Aaron, the Kohen Gadol, has an negias that there shouldn't be an Ibr Shonim. The Melech, Punkfakert, has an negias that he wants it to be a Shonim Muberes. He has to pay his salary to the soldiers once a year. He'd rather it be a Shonim Muberes. So it's mitkazes, it cancels out. And therefore the Kohen Gadol, Aaron, and Moshe, the Melech, are together allowed to be machlet. Because they're negias and cancel each other out. Das ist Lippelpula. Now the Grois Sugya, the next Sifkot and Yud Gimel in the Minchas Chinuch, is the topic of Eidos She'iyat Yochal Azima. It's a Sugya that the Olam HaYeshivas Avad learns when they do Makis Daf Beis, but Aribr Chazer and Abyssal, the basic Gedorim that are Negeya Klapi Kiddush HaChoydash. We know that the Mishnah says that by Eidos of a Ben Grusho Ben Chalutza, that if you're made, someone is a Halal. So if you're found Zoymimin, you don't make them, the Edom, into a Ben Grusha. Rather, you get Malkus. There are a few Dugmois like this in Edom Zoymimin, where we don't mete out the actual punishment of Kasher Zamam. Instead, we give Malkus. Frek Toysis, the Erste Toysis in Malkus, it should be a problem. There shouldn't be such a thing as Edos of Ben Grusha at all. Because it's an Edos She'iyat Yochal Azima. There's a klal. Edos She'iyat Yochal Azima is not an Edos. No, the Eidus of Ben Grusha is an Eidus She'iyat Yochal Azima, because you'll never get the Kasher Zamam. So it shouldn't be an Eidus at all. And Tosis says there are two terutzim. The erste teretz, that even though Eidus of Ben Grusha, we don't do literal Kasher Zamam, but we give Malkus. The Malkus that you give is also a kiyum of Kasher Zamam. There's especially Alfusa Ve'etzdiku Ve'ershiu that we give Malkus. The Malkus is a kiyum of Kasher Zamam also. The zweite teretz of Tosis is that be'emes not, the Malkus is a Zaitige Malkus, and be'emes by Eidus of Ben Grusha, there's bechlal no oinish of Kasher Zamam. Ayoy bezoy, it should be Eidus She'iyat Yochal Azima? No. An Eidus that's not shaykh to the parish of Kasher Zamam, we don't care if it's able to come to Yochal Azima. The Menchas Chinuch wants to apply this to Eidus HaChoydish. He has a Kasher. Eidus HaChoydish is an Eidus She'iyat Yochal Azima. Because if you're going to find them Zoymimin, what, you're going to turn them into a moon? What are you going to do to them if you find them Zoymimin? It's an Eidus She'iyat Yochal Azima. You can't give them the punishment of Kasher Zamam. So, Bepashtis, one would think, you can parrot the two terutzim of Tosfos. Either the Malkus that you get instead, the Malkus could be a kiyum of Kasher Zamam, or the Tzveita Teretz. When there's no Kasher Zamam, then we don't care. Oh, but the Maisi is that it's not so poshut that there's even Malkus by Eidus of Kasher Zamam. By Eidus of Kiddush HaChoydesh. Because by Eidus of Kiddush HaChoydesh, first of all, it's not Vehershiyu and Vehitzdiku. They're not talking about a person that they're being Mashiach. And B'yoyser, Rabbi Kveger says in Shuva, it's not Loisane Bereyacho Eid Shoker. You're not talking about your friend, you're talking about the moon. It has repercussions for people, like we said before, for Schiris Batim and Bechlal, if a Godel. If someone becomes bar mitzvah, that he's going to be chayiv in oinshin because it's Aleph Nisan. It has repercussions on people. But it's not directly that you're being made bereyacha. Ay bazoi, Rabbi Kveger names on, there's no love of leisana bereyacha eit shoker. If a person said eidus achoydish b'sheker, he's not over leisana bereyacha eit shoker. Maybe he was midvar sheker tirchak, but he wasn't over the love of leisana bereyacha. Menchas Chinuch says a drop different, that maybe you're over the iser of leisana bereyacha eit shoker. But there's no Malkus, because it's a lav she'ein by Maisa. Elamai, why is there supposed to be Malkus? Why is there Malkus by Edus of Ben Grusha? A Yalfus of Hitzdiku v'Hirshiu. He says, Edus of Kiddush HaChodesh is not Hitzdiku v'Hirshiu. Other Achrayim argue and learn, in fact, that there is Malkus by Edus of Kiddush HaChodesh. But Al Kaponim, here we have a Shmuz. If you'll Nemon, like Rabbi Kiveger and the Minchas Chinuch, that there's no Malkus by Edus of Kiddush HaChodesh, so then we have a problem. Edus HaChodesh should be an Edus She'iyata Yochala Zimo. Bishlema, like the second teretz of Tosfos, the klal is an edus that's not shayach to kasher zaman. We don't care if it's shayach to kasher zaman. But the erste teretz, no, said that the pshat is the malchus is a kiyum. By edus achodesh, there's not even malchus. Daf min zogin that by edus achodesh, everyone agrees to the idea of the second teretz. The erste teretz of Tosfos agreed to this second teretz that when it's an edus that never comes to any oynish, we don't care if it's kasher zaman. By Ben Grusha, Tosfos grad the hell that the malchus is a kiyum of the kasher zaman. There's another problem, though, that Edus HaChodesh is not Edus that can come to Kasher Zaman because it's automatically Kasher Osa. If the Bezdin already gave the Psak and they made it a new month and it's going to be considered a new month anyways, so it's an Edus of Kasher Osa and there's a din of Kasher Zaman v'loi Kasher Osa. Menchas Chinuch Firzai is another step. If it's true that Edus HaChodesh is an Edus that we don't hear it's going to come to Kasher Zaman, he says, we know the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that there's Drisha v'Chakira. And if the two Edom, when you doirish v'choiker them, are soiser each other, they're makrish each other in the chakiris, then avada, we throw the Edus out. If they're makrish each other in the integral main issues of the Edus, it's hakoshe b'chakiris, avada, we throw the Edus out. But the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, what if one of the Edom is any idea b'chakiris? I mean, he's giving you the whole story, but then you ask him when exactly it happened, and he doesn't know. He doesn't know when it happened. So the Gemara, if even one of the two Edom say any idea b'chakiris, it's a pasul Edus. Why? Because it's an Eidos She'iyato Yochel Azima. The whole concept of Azama is that he's saying a story that he was in a certain place at a certain time, which day, which month, which hour. Someone else can then potentially come and say, Ma pitom, you were with us at that time. But if one of the two Eidim says, Eini Yedeya Bechakiris, he doesn't know when it was. So it's an Eidos She'iyato Yochel Azima. And that's why it's not a good Eidos. Clares the Menchas Chinuch, as well as the Noy de Yehuda, by Eidos HaChodesh, Nei Rebbe Yehuda is talking about Edus of Kedushin. It's the same idea though. An Edus that we're not going to give you a punishment of Kasher Zoma if you're found Zoymimin. So then Eini Yedeya B'Chakiris shouldn't be a problem. Hare, the Gemara says the reason why Eini Yedeya B'Chakiris, if one of the Edom is Eini Yedeya B'Chakiris, why is it a problem? It's an Edus that can't come to Kasher Zoma. Anyways, Edus HaChodesh can't come to Kasher Zoma. And I bazoi Eini Yedeya B'Chakiris should be good. But Yedua, the Beis Halevi, is choylik on this betoykif in Tshuvas Beis Halevi. Beis Halevi says, no. Even though Kiddush HaChodesh is an Edus that cannot come to the punishment of Kasher Zomam, but before you give a punishment of Kasher Zomam, there's the etzem idea that the Hazama upslugs the previous Edus. Even Edus HaChodesh, we want it to be a Zah Edus that potentially has the option of getting upslugged. Hari, what's the point of that? We want Edom to be frightened when they say the Edus that they're saying the truth. So they have to give us all the information of when it happened, so they should know that if they're really lying, someone's going to catch on and they were somewhere else. So even though by Edus HaChodesh there's no punishment of Kasher Zaman, because like we said, it's not even Malkus of Leisane, but maybe still Eini Yedeya B'Chakiris is not a good Edus, because we want the Edus HaChodesh to at least have the option, the potential of getting upslugged. Then the Minchas Chinuch goes a step weiter, and this, again, is classic Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch wants to know, what if the two Edom that are coming in to say Edus HaChodesh again, let's stick to our case, it's a Tuesday, and we're not sure, we're waiting, Bezdin is waiting to know if this is going to be Lamed Adar, or it's going to be Aleph Nisan. And the two Edom that are coming to be made, that it's Aleph Nisan, their bar mitzvah is on Aleph Nisan. And let's assume you become bar mitzvah at the beginning of the day, Nami Eis Leis. So these two Yingalech came into Bezdin, and right now it's Tuesday morning, and it might be Lamed Adar, and then they are Ketanim. But they're going to be made that it's Aleph Nisan. We'll accept their Edus, and after we accept their Edus, Boyim Ka'achas, it's Aleph Nisan, and their Edus is acceptable. That itself is a fascinating idea, but that the Menchas Chinuch is willing to accept. That these two Yingalech are going to walk into Bezdin, right now, before they open their mouths, we don't know yet if it's Lamed Adar or Aleph Nisan. Although the Bezdin knows that the truth is it's really supposed to be Aleph Nisan. If it's really supposed to be Lamed Adar and Alpi Der Cheshboinus, it's not supposed to be, they won't accept any Edom. We spoke that in the previous year. Bezdin knows that this is really what's supposed to be. Now they're waiting for Edom to come in. So these two Edom, these Ketanim, come in, are made that it's Aleph Nisan, and now that it's Aleph Nisan, it's a good Edus, and they're Gedoylim, and we can be Mekadosh the Chodesh. Zok the Menchas Chinuch, yeah, but it's an Edus, She'iyat Yochel Azimo. And it's totally now in the two terutzim. Does Kiddush HaChodesh require Eidus She'at Yochel Azima? Why is it at the Yochel Azima? Because if you mazim them, Bederakam, when you mazim, you'll punish them. And if there's Malkus by Eidim Zayman, so you'll punish them. But if here you won't punish them. Because if they're found Zaymanin, presto, it turns back into Lamed Adar, and then they are Ketanim, and they're not Bar Oinshim, they're not going to get punished. So it's an Eidus that can't come to the punishment of Kasher Zaman. You know, an action can tell you that it technically is still possible to come to Kasher Zaman. You could be mazim these two yingalach, but then still shtel avek that it's Aleph Nisan by bringing in a different cat of Eidim. Beseder, but if you focus on these yingalach that they want to say their Eidus, mitzad their Eidus, it's an Eidus that can never come to HaZaman. So the Michas Chinuch says it's totally in the two terutzim whether there's an issue of Eidus Shati Yochel Azima by Eidus of Kasher Zaman, of Kiddush HaChodesh. But if it's not a problem, if you could avoid the issue of Eidus Shiat Yochel Azima, then technically these two Yingalach come into Bezdin on Tuesday morning. They say that they saw the moon. It turns into Aleph Nisan. It's been Aleph Nisan since last night. That's another Knech. I want to bavarn. When we finally at 10 o'clock in the morning make Kiddush HaChodesh and turn it Tuesday into Aleph Nisan, it's not the pshat that it only becomes Aleph Nisan at 10 in the morning. It's been Aleph Nisan since the night. I mean, if these ketanim, or other ketanim, bechlal, or bar mitzvah boys that became bar mitzvah on Aleph Nisan, did an aveira at 9 o'clock in the morning, avada they going to be aveira of chiyav misa. Avada they going to be chiyav misa. When we're mekadosh the chodesh at 10 o'clock in the morning, and we shtelavek that at Tuesday at 10 o'clock in the morning, that yes, we will mekabel the edus, and it's mekudosh the chodesh, avada, since last night, it's been Aleph Nisan. And this has nothing to do with last shir of Kiddush Lamefreya, that the Rambam holds you could be Mekadosh to Chodesh even a few days later. That's a whole different shmooz we spoke about. But Avada, it's mestaber that when you Mekadosh to Chodesh, since the beginning of the day, it's been the Chodesh. So these two Yingalach came in to the Beis Din at 10 o'clock in the morning. It's established that ever since last night, it's been Aleph Nisan. They are Gdoilim and their Eidus is acceptable. Avada, though, you know, sometimes the Moilid could be even the night before. If these Edim, these Ketanim, walk in on Tuesday morning, but they say that they saw the moon before Shkia the night before, sometimes the Moilid is a few hours earlier, that's Avada not going to be good. Because it's being made Masharo'u Bekatnusam. And Avada, Edim can only be made Masharo'u Begadlusam. So the Pshat is they're being made what they saw at night. The Menchas Chinuch then wants to go the opposite case. What about if Edim, who are 27 years old, walked in and say that it's Aleph Nisan? No problem. It's not an Eved Ivri, it's a regular case, they're not in a Gei Bedover. These two very nice 27-year-old Edim came in, and they say that this Tuesday over here, it's Aleph Nisan. Comes now in another Kat of Edim, and says, no, Imanu HaYisen. But let's introduce, who's this other Kat? Two Yingalach, who their Bar Mitzvah is Aleph Nisan. And now we have a catch. Again, classic Minchas Chinuch. At 10 o'clock in the morning, Bezdin decided that it's supposed to be Aleph Nisan. But now we want to be Mazim these Edim. Who's being mazim these Edim? Two Yingalech who became Bar Mitzvah on Aleph Nisan. If their Hazama is going to set in, and they weren't Mekadosh the Chodesh yet, because if they were Mekadosh the Chodesh, it's already Mekodesh. But if they weren't Mekadosh the Chodesh, their Hazama is going to reset it that it's Lamed Adar. If it's Lamed Adar, then these two Yingalech don't count. Throw them out. And then, of course, this is a Galgalachoyzer. Bring back the two 27-year-olds, and their Edis is good. No one was mazim them. Ketanim were not Goyris. So it's a circle. Where should we stop the circle? Should we say it's Aleph Nisan? No, it can't be Aleph Nisan, because then there's Mazimim. Should we say it's Lamed Adar? If it's Lamed Adar, there's no reason not to make it Aleph Nisan. There's two kosher Edim without potential Mazimim against them. Zoktim in Cheschinach, it's up to Bezdin. Bezdin could decide if they want to be Makadish the Chodesh and not be Goyrisid or not. It's up to Bezdin to decide if they want to be Makabal such an Edis or not. Azay Nemton Dimin Cheschinach. The next shlav the Menchas Chinuch goes is will be makdim. It goes with the Maisa about Eidus HaChodesh with the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chof Beis. The Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chof Beis says like this: Omer Rab Yosi, Maisa betuv yoharoyfe sheroes haChodesh biYerushalayim, hu ubinoi veAvdoi meshuchrer. We had three people here that saw the new moon: tuv yoharoyfe, his son, and his eved. So the three of them saw the moon and they want to now go be made. So the Mishnah continues. V'kiblu ha-koyanim oisoy v'es b'noi u'poslu es avdoi. First they met up with the Kehanim. The Kehanim said, you know what? The father and the son should be made and the Eved not. The Hainu, the Kehanim's sheet is, you have to out-copy now. The Kehanim's sheet was that Kroivim is not a problem. An Av and a Ben could be made. Kroivim is not a problem. But an Eved is puzzle. And they said, therefore it's preferable that Tuvia and his son should be made. The Eved is puzzle. But when they finally, that was the Kehanim. When they finally came to the Bezdin said, no, let's accept Tuvia and his Eved and puzzle the son. Because they held Kroivim is puzzle, but an Eved is not puzzle. So that's clear. The Gemara explains it's clear. That's the machloikas here between the Kehanim and the Bezdin. Again, we have a Tuvya Haroife and his son and an Eved. The Kehanim accepted the Av and the Ben and passled the Eved. The Bezdin finally accepted Tuvya and the Eved and passled the son. Frektim and Cheschinach abom bekasha. There's a concept in Eidus that if you have even three Eidim come to be made something. You're allowed to have a cat that's more than two Eidim. So a cat of three Eidim came and was made something. And then one of the three was Nimtza Karav Apostle. You know, someone could have thought, okay, he's Karav Apostle, send him out. You're still left with two Kashra Eidim. Oh, but the MS is, we know that there's a din of not like that, that by Eidus there's a din of Nimtza Echad Karav Apostle. The whole cat is Apostle. If you have a cat of three Eidim, and one of them is found puzzle, it puzzles the whole cat. It puzzles the whole cat. Frektim and Chesanach, we have a problem here. Silat the Koyanim and Silat the Bezdin. You had three people here. A father, a son, and an Eved. Comes the Kehanim and they say, the father and the son is good, but the Eved is no good. The Bezdin then says, no, fakert. The father and the Eved is good. The son is no good. On both accounts, there should be a problem. Why isn't the one that's puzzle, kol echad lefishi tosoi, puzzle the rest of them? The Kehanim said the father and son is good. Why? The Eved, who's there as well, should puzzle. The Bezdin accepted the father and the Eved. Why? The son, the Ben, should puzzle. So that itself is not the kashi yet. Balt. Simple teretz is, the din of nimtza echad meim karav puzzle is only if the puzzle a guy also had kavana to be made. Meaning, you could have a scenario where three people saw an Eidus. Whatever it was, Adini Mominus, Adini Nefashis, whatever they saw, three people saw an Eidus. One of the three is a puzzle guy. No, so then that's it, there's no chance for the other two to be made? If the third one, the puzzle one, announces, my Kavana was not to be made, I was grad a spectator, I was watching, I was Lamechze Asisu, I wasn't Lashide Asusi, I wasn't coming to be made, I grad was watching. So then he doesn't puzzle. Okay. So L'chaira, the Klal could be like this. You're looking at the Kehanim. They accepted the father and the son. I, the Eved, should passel. You can tell me, no, the Eved was not coming to be made. His kavana was not for Eidus. But a minute later it says that the Bezdin accepted the father and the Eved. And the son was passel. Why isn't the son going to be Nimtza Echad Karav passel? You'll tell me that the son wasn't Meskaven L'Hoyed. Now we have a problem. Because there's a Shach. The Shach says that this whole rule, that the bad one, the puzzle, or the rotten apple, the one that's going to puzzle the other two, that he doesn't puzzle if his kavan is only lemechzi, if his kavan is only to look, that's only true if the two kosher eidim are yemechaven lahoyed. But if the kosher eidim are also not mechaven lahoyed, then taka, even the mechzi, the puzzle that's mechzi, also puzzles. So now Mamonavshach, we have a problem. How could the Kehanim accept the father and the son? The Eved should puzzle. And it's Muchrich. You want to tell me the Eved wasn't the Chavin, he was Lemechze Asisu? But the Ben was also Lemechze Asisu. Otherwise, a minute later, by the Eved, you're not going to have an Eitzah. This is a big problem. So how is it possible that on one hand, the Kehanim were going to accept the father and the son, later the Bezdin was going to accept the father and the Eved? On both accounts, the Pasala one, L'kolechet L'shitasoy, should ruin. There's a lot of Torah here in the Achronim, a little bit we'll go into. The Stipler in Rosh Hashanah has a whole siman on it. There's one Mahalich from the Binyan Siyan. He wants to say Bechlal, a vort. Kiddush HaChodesh doesn't have this din of Nimtza Echad Karav Apostle. By Eidus of Kiddush HaChodesh is different. There's no din of Nimtza Echad Karav Apostle. But he says a taich. He says, normally we say there's a group of Eidus, and if even one of the group out of the three is Apostle, it apostles everything. He says an interesting idea. He says, Eidus HaChodesh is different than any other Eidus. Any other Eidus, the Eidim are coming to say they saw the story. They saw the halva, they saw the hezek, they saw the chiyuv misa, they saw the chilul Shabbos, they saw the ritzicha, they saw the story. Reuven and Shimon both come in, they saw the story. By Eidus HaChodesh, Beis Din knows that there was a new moon already. Beis Din knew al picheshem there was a new moon. Now there's a gzeiras hakasa, we do it with Eidus. But what's the Eidus? Reuven comes in and says, I saw the new moon. He's made on Reuven. And Shimon separately says, I saw the new moon. We need two Eidim. But each one, they're not being made on the moon. The moon we know is there. Each one is made that he saw the new moon. But Bezoi, they're not really connected. It's a kind of Eidim, but it's not connected. And there's no din of Nimtze Echad Meim Karav Epasel. There's no din of Nimtze Echad Meim Karav Epasel. Bechalal by Eidus HaChodesh. The stipler is Doichad is Pshad. He says, Avad, it's an Eidus like any other Eidus. But actually you could say an Ander Nusach, careful. Say like this. You know, we see there's a machlokes between the Kehanim and the Beis Din. The Beis Din accepted the Tuvia and the Eved. But the Kehanim wanted to accept the father and the son. How could you accept the father and the son? The Kroivim. What's Pshat? Teretz is, it's going like the Tana that Kroivim Akasher Re'edes HaChodesh. Haga Ba'atzmacha. If Kroivim Akasher Re'edes HaChodesh, so then Avada, the Geder is, how could you Kroivim, Av and a Ben? Obviously, it's not a word of a cat. It's an Av and a Ben, separate. Light the man, the Omer, Kroivim is Kosher, there's no problem of Nimtzei Mechem and Karvei Pasol. Bazoi, the Cheshbon is like this. When the Kehanim accepted the father and the son, the emes is that the son wasn't Meskav and Lahoyed, and the Eved was, and therefore the Eved should passel. The Eved should toy for din of Nimtzei Mechem and Karvei Pasol. Oh, but like the Kehanim that Av and Ben is Kosher, Kroivim is Kosher, like them, there's no din of Nimtzei Mechem and Karvei Pasol. Elamai, later when you get to the Beis Din, the Beis Din said that Kroivim are Pasol, so there should be a din of Nimtzei Mechem and Karvei Pasol. So what are you asking? That how could Tuvia and the Eved be made? Let the Ben passel? We can set it on that the Ben wasn't Miskav and Lahoyed. The Ben wasn't Miskav and Lahoyed, and therefore it's not a problem. Another mahalach could be that maybe both the Ben and the Eved made a T'nai. They both made a T'nai. Whether they're, it's a chiddush, that whether they're being Miskav and Lahoyed or Lemechsi, they're gufa pending. We're going to see, depending on who they're going to be Makabal as the Eidus, they're gufa being toila a T'nai, if that's the kavana for the Eidus. The stipler himself wants to say a teretz. He says, Avada really, when Tuvia and the Eved were accepted, it's because they were the real Edim, and the Ben wasn't Niskav and Lahoyin, and that's why he doesn't passel. Ayoy Bezoi, how could the Kehanim originally accept Av and Benoi? He says, what does it mean Kehanim? Kehanim are accepting the Edus. He says, it was Pashat a story that on the way to the Beis Din, they met up with some Kehanim, and they were Shoyal Eitzah and Lernin by the Kehanim. Who between the three of us is Kosher le Edus? And the Kehanim gave a psak. In theory, a father and a son is Kosher. An Eved is not. Grata, in this case, it would be a problem because the Eved would be Nimsa Karavi Pasal and would Pasal them. In a Chanami, the Kehanim were just saying the Etzem idea that an Av and a Ben is Kosher for Eidus HaChodesh and an Eved is not. The Tumim says, another Teretz, that the whole idea of Nimsa Echa Karavi Pasal is only, let's say, if they found that it's a Karav or a Gazlan or a Rosha. But an Eved or an Isha, which is so Mufka from Eidus, so there, it's not nichlal on the kat bechlal. The bechlal doesn't still tzu, and it's not the din of nimtzechem karvi pasul, which is a pella because lemaisa we're talking over here about edus of an eved meshuchrer, and bechlal it's a shaila. If it's an eved meshuchrer, the rishonim shtel. Why is he pasul even? He's an eved meshuchrer already, and the emesis could be that itself. Let's firois is another terror. It's punk fakert. The reason that kehanim didn't want to accept the eved meshuchrer is because they had a bezunder chumra that you need meyuchis. Beseder. On that chumra of meyuchas, there's no problem of nimtzei mechem and karavi pasul, and that's why avada they were able to accept the av and the ben. I later, why were they able to accept the av and the eved? We can go back and say because the ben wasn't miskaven lehoyed only lemechzi, and therefore he's not going to pasul the av and the eved. That's the cheshboinis legabi dinyonim of edus of kiddush hachodesh.